From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Cuban government has relaxed restrictions on what Cuban citizens can do with their money. The ban on Cubans entering luxury resort hotels has been lifted. Last week, bans on buying cell phones and other electronics were similarly lifted. The question now is, how many Cubans actually have the money to spend on these goods and services that were previously off limits? Well, Mark Frank reports from Havana for Reuters. And Mark Frank, first, what is the government of Raul Castro up to here?
Well, I think what the government of Raul Castro is up to is trying to make sure that the socialist system of Cuba survives after his brother, who's very ill, and he are no longer around. So they're beginning to move both to ease some restrictions on daily life, but also, almost more importantly, to open up the state-run economy.
So Cubans now will be allowed to go to luxury hotels and buy cell phones. I gather also computers is another freedom they now have?
Yes, they do. Like for the first time, ovens, you know, microwave ovens, things like that.
And can the typical Cuban afford a microwave oven or a computer or a cell phone?
Well, you know, this is a question. I can tell you this. About 60% of the Cuban people do get some dollars, some hard currency from different ways, from their families abroad, from their work, from tourists, from black market activity, et cetera. But more than that, what's very interesting is that about 10% of the Cuban people have control of 90% of the Cuban pesos in the banks here. So there's already a great deal of inequality in Cuba. And what the Cuban government is doing now is really accepting that inequality for the first time and offering these people different goods and services so they'll turn those pesos into the hard currency, which they can do here, and buy these goods with the long-term objective, of course, of strengthening the local currency, which is worth less than 5 cents.
This system that's being dismantled here is familiar. This used to be the rule in all of communist Eastern Europe, where there'd be some hard currency stores and the luxury hotels that were available to people with dollars or Deutschmarks, but not to people with the local currency. This persists in Cuba to this day.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that they're looking in the medium term to get rid of it completely. Right now, there still is a dual currency, a foreign exchange and a no foreign exchange. And the foreign exchange shops are really nice, and the local shops are really dingy, much like the Soviet Union was. But I think there's now a clear decision to begin to move towards eliminating that system. Though it'll take some time, because what they want to do, again, is to strengthen the local currency so there's not a big shock like there was in Eastern Europe when they do that.
One cynic on our staff who heard this, when he heard about the access to luxury hotels and to own cell phones, said that this is the Cuban Call Girl Liberation Act of 2008, in effect.
Well, of course, this is what's interesting. You know, in the early 1990s, Cubans could enter the hotels, and in fact, the U.S. government charged Cuba with trafficking and promoting prostitution because these hotels were government run. So then they eliminated the access and they were, you know, charged with tourism apartheid. Now they're reintroducing the ability to go in and we'll see what happens. Certainly the situation here has improved quite a bit economically, though there is still plenty of prostitution.
Mark, with these liberalizations having been announced, what are the steps that Cubans are anticipating as the next logical steps in a similar policy?
Well, again, there's two different levels. It's a kind of a daily life level, and there's a kind of economic level. On the daily life level, what they really want to see next are three things. One, that the government's control over their travel be lifted, which I think will be happening at least somewhat in the near future. And then there's two other things that really bother Cubans. One, they cannot buy and sell cars. And two, they cannot buy and sell houses. And they're hoping that both those restrictions will change.
Mark Frank of Reuters in Havana, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.